Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with the hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drama.
All right, welcome to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger.
And Jay Knight.
My special co-host here tonight, back again for a return engagement.
Okay.
How y'all feeling out there? I hope y'all NBA team did what they supposed to do tonight. The draft was tonight. I know my team did okay, I guess. They still fucking up, but we ain't gonna go there. Anyway, as always, I want to hear from you, 646-929-2037. Once again, the call number is 646-929-2037. And if you want to email me, you can hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com. Once again, you can hit me up at dick@smoothdrama.com. And to keep up with us, or rather, we can keep up with you and stalk you and see what the hell you're doing. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411. Once again, so that we can keep up with you, or rather you keep up with us, and you can stalk us or we can stalk you, whichever way you want to do it. You can text the word smooth drama to the number 41411.
And on that topic of sports, how y'all feel about ice skating? Do you guys consider that a sport?
Yes, actually,
everybody that I tell that I love ice skating, check me out.
Okay, that's probably because they ass can't skate. And, you know, ice skating is a very, very, very difficult sport. It's one of the more difficult sports because you got razor sharp fucking skates on your feet. So if you out there messing up, you can fuck around and die. So anybody dissing, I mean, you diss any sport, more than likely it's because you can't do the shit. But we ain't talking about haters right now. Well, we are talking about haters. As y'all know, the World Cup is going on right now. And for those of y'all, know a lot of people in the United States don't pay attention in the soccer most of the time because we ain't good at the shit. And the rest of the world is better than us. Although there's a few people been happy this week because the United States beat Algeria. They won a couple of games. And everybody's like, oh, we won a game. Yeah, USA, USA. Well, we ain't quite got to the level where the rest of the world is. Where when they lose in the rest of the world, your life is in danger. You know, I don't know if people remember I believe it was the Colombian team where the guy accidentally kicked the goal into his goal, and it was the Pablo Escobar sponsored team about 15, 16 years ago, something like that, during the World Cup. Well, when homie went back to his native country, he got killed. They take that shit real seriously. Or what was it? I believe it was like 8 years ago, there was a referee that made a bad call in soccer. Somebody caught his ass out there in the bar, shot him dead. Well, just this week, Sani Kata, one of the strikers for Nigeria, he got a red card or whatnot, and Nigeria ended up losing. So he got 1,000 death threats. So the government asked for security for my man. So, Sani Kata, we praying for you, homie. It's not looking good, though. It is not looking good. For those of you out there, you want to play soccer, you might want to, you know, play that soccer here in the United States, because going abroad, that shit will kill you, literally. They don't play. Well, in soccer, as y'all know, there's a group of fans that are called the hooligans. So you know they gangster. The hooligans, yeah, and soccer, they on a whole nother level.
Real
old school stuff. No, they know, no. No, they
become old grandma. You old hooligan?
Yeah, but these these are real people though. And they real gangster about their sport. They shooting in the stands at each other. Yeah, I mean, for those who don't understand, you know, we appreciate football, basketball, and, you know, I personally hate going to live football games, basketball games, whatnot, because y'all get drunk and stupid, and, you know.
Who is y'all? Hold up.
Well,
on the news, I'm not racist, but I'm about to say something. On the news, it is white people riding, switching cars over. Starting fires. I ain't seen no black people in the crowd. Didn't really see no Mexicans either. So
well, you go to a football game, they there, they for their team, they stupid. There may be a preponderance more of them doing it. But that's a part of winning championships anyway.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. Hey, every team wins a championship, somebody gonna die or get fucked up. What you think I was talking about?
What's the point of that? What's the point of winning?
I didn't say it made sense. It got nothing to do with the player. It's the people who are cheering for the team. They get all excited. My team won, and so you want to turn the call over. I don't know what winning the basketball, football, baseball championship got with turning the car over and setting it on fire, but that's what y'all do anyway. So, whatever. And as getting back to my original point, as far as not wanting to go to a live game because y'all get drunk and stupid and because you're rooting for your team, whatnot. Oh, we doing it. Y'all can't play. Because if you could, you'd be out there. But no, your fat, nasty ass is in the stands acting like you're nice and you're not.
I don't even know what to say about myself. I don't like it.
Well, my point is that soccer, they're on another level. There ain't nothing that we haven't gotten to the level where if you're like a player and you miss a shot at the end of the game, you're scared to go home.
No, I dated somebody who played soccer. He told me, fuck that.
Yeah, obviously they...
He played soccer with no shoes.
Right. Well, a lot of them play soccer with no shoes.
Yeah, I broke up because he told me it was all splitting. It sucked up a lot of skin. We could leave in the bathtub. He just didn't mess.
Well, I'm glad to hear about young man and his nappy toe. I just made my night.
Yeah.
All right.
Never don't ask a Jamaican if you're going to date a Jamaican. Say, can I see your feet and your belly? Because 9 times out of 10, they got to cut up the gut and they got fucked up feet.
A cut up?
And if you're going to fuck with them, tell them wear socks. Mm. It's really good for your skin and night.
Okay. All right. Well.
And I wanted to tell y'all, I got this cousin, he told me that he met him a little bride, got a little money. Oh, there she got some money out there, what she got? He said SSI and SSA. She's cracked. And she actually looks like Chewbacca from Star Wars. But you ain't heard that from me.
All right. Well, speaking of money and athletes, Reggie Wayne is in the news. Reggie Wayne is a wide receiver for the Indianapolis Colts. Mr. Wayne is suing his mistress for charging up the credit card. What he did is, and first I want to preface this by saying that Reggie Wayne is married. But he's suing his girlfriend, Miss Natasha McKenzie, because he gave her his credit card number for a few little things like paying the cell phone bill, buying the plane ticket, so I guess she can come visit him and they can play checkers or whatever they do.
What does wife have to say about that?
I'm sure she's not that happy.
You're
but
bad.
What happened is Miss Natasha ended up spending charging $95,000 worth of shit.
She paid for that. Every trip.
Yeah. Okay, $95,000. Well, I just think it's funny that she's actually suing. Oh, hold on. We got a call. Carly, you on the air? Carly, you on the air? How you doing?
I don't think they want to be on there.
Hello? Caller? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello? How
can
you
hear
doing?
Me?
Well, yeah, I can hear you. Welcome to Smooth Drama.
Oh, hey, what's up?
Not too much. What's up with you?
I mean, I was chilling until I was hearing what y'all was talking about.
Okay. Where you calling from?
Maryland.
Maryland?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so what's going on with you?
Just bored. First time calling one of these. So what y'all be doing on here?
I basically talk shit.
I talk about people all the time.
Yeah.
I like
it. Do,
y'all
do you have
on the radio? Are y'all just,
yes,
are y'all,
you're live on the radio.
What station?
live.
SmoothDrama.com.
Live on Smooth Drama.
It's the internet station, baby.
Oh, it's the internet station.
Yes,
yeah.
Ma'am.
Oh, okay.
Do you have a question or something on your mind you want to talk about?
Nah, not really. I was just trying to listen. My first time getting on one of these things. It said something about drama, so I thought y'all was going to be talking about some stuff, you know.
But you got some drama you want to talk about?
We could turn this into Jerry Springer.
I don't really think I do.
Okay.
I'll put it out there, though.
Okay.
All righty, then.
All right, well, I thank you for your call, and I hope to hear from you again, Miss Marilyn.
All right.
All right. You take care.
You too.
All right. All right. Well, thank you, caller, for calling.
Hey.
Anyway, wow. Once again, Reggie Wayne suing the mistress. That's something different. You don't hear about that every day.
I think he needs to be pissed with me.
Well, I don't know about the pistol whipping, but
either he got an airhead wife or he's being tortured every night.
I don't.
She one made him sue.
Maybe.
No, maybe.
Maybe.
He said, you're going to get every dime back, motherfucker. I'm going to kill your motherfucking ass and take half of everything. He said, all right, I'll do that bitch.
Okay. But I'm thinking that he's not going to win.
I'm thinking that, too.
Because, one, if he's been giving her tickets all along, the judge will say that it was a gift. And hope.
You gave her permission to use
right.
the credit
card. When you give folks permission and you didn't throw out.
You didn't say specifically what you can use it on and what you cannot.
Right. So
all right, you messed up chicken eating.
Right, that's just part of the game.
That's
the point. You know, you lost it in the game.
Motherfucker for doing this, but you're going to get some publicity.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he got his money right because he might need
Woo!
A lawyer.
Because after you finish suing that bitch for that money, the other one's going to turn on you.
I'm thinking it's a little late for that.
Oh, no, she ain't finished with him. She's going to do some stuff.
Yeah. Well,
that's a woman. R. Kelly told him best. When they fed up.
Come on now. When they fed up, you can pee on them?
Oh, hold up.
Yes, I can.
He tripped on that one, but she enjoyed the piss.
All right, but I'm saying, just the thought, I don't think normal folks think, yeah, I'm going to pee on her.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna get me
oh, that's a little mental.
Right.
Yeah.
So, No. You can't be quoting dudes that pee on women. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying the song is tight in the month.
All right, well,
the song is tight. Don't say that because we, you know,
I
we love a whole bunch of them.
I don't like R. Kelly.
I don't like him.
I don't like his music.
But, no, there's a couple of songs.
Okay, it might be a couple songs, but I always think that if I play a record, I might get some pee on me.
Oh, damn.
But that's just me. I don't know.
Why did you pee?
Yeah, exactly. Nah, I talk about something. You know how we talk about that that shit. The drop. Oh, hold on. We got a call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hello.
Am I on the air?
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody. I've never been on the air before.
Oh, hell.
Okay. Do you have a question, caller?
Yes. When you were talking about earlier how if you go abroad and play a game, how they get real serious, that reminded me of when I was younger, I used to play Pop Warner football, and we won our division championship, and we had to go down to Mexico to play. Now, mind you, we Pop Warner 10-11, and we beat them, the Mexicans, and they pushed our bus. They had Mexicans on the left and Mexicans on the right, and they were just rocking our bus. And I'm like, we're 10-11 years old. We trying to have fun, and they're going to try to jump us. So people that's trying to play sports in other countries, be careful because they're serious about their stuff.
Okay. Well, thank you, caller.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right. You have a good evening, too, caller.
Bye.
Bye.
Woo.
All right.
That was a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't know. I mean, they speak in their mind. So, you know, our callers are speaking their mind tonight. Sort of like the Pittsburgh Pirates employee who makes about $100 a month running around in his Pittsburgh Pirate mascot.
$100 a month?
Yeah.
$100?
He's a mascot, man. Mascots don't make a lot of money.
It's gonna be hot.
Okay. Well, yeah, I guess it depends on where
you're at. Yeah, pay me to be that hot.
Okay. Well, Andrew Kurtz, who is one of the 18 people who take turns being what they call a pierogi, he got fired from the job because he talked about the Pittsburgh Pirates and how they're losing. They were in the midst of a 12-game losing streak, and in the middle of that, they gave the manager and the general manager contract extensions right in the middle of a losing streak, a 12-game losing streak, and he put it on his Facebook. And so I guess they watched it, they saw it, and they fired him for saying the truth. Because I went, you know, check it out to see what Pittsburgh's record was. They're currently 25-46. They've won 2 out of their last 10 ball games. They're in last place in like 15 games out of first place. So I think homie was telling the truth. Y'all kind of sorry. And maybe it's an American thing. I'm noticing the trend that, you know, you have CEOs of companies that make them lose billions of dollars, and we got to bail them out for billions of dollars. But when they leave, they get millions of dollars for fucking up. So I'm thinking maybe in sports, they're like, hey, that happened. So 12-game losing streak, last place. It's time to reward how bad you are. Yeah, I'm looking at it like I've been doing the wrong thing. I should be trying to fuck up, and then I'll get paid. That's what it looks like. I mean, because, you know, we've been bailing out folks for billions of dollars. Don't nobody care about that, you know.
And they steady throwing their balls at people.
Right. I mean, well, not just no tea parties. Because them people, they not even on the radar when we talking about this. We talking about folks, we're as taxpayers paying them money because they didn't know what the hell they was doing. Yeah. All right. Well, because it was the eve of the NBA draft, I was feeling basketball-y, and I'm still not getting over my man Guru from Gangsta's death, so I pulled out one of my favorite Gangsta songs about basketball, Now You're Mine. Gangsta, check it out.
Here comes the revolutionist, executionist, flip a triple six, MP3 9, call the crucifix, each man holding, no man forward, coast clear, and premieres in the green tank rolling, prepare, get on your post and stand clear, they wanting to shut us down, but the whole team's here, what, you act like a tweet or something, this ain't no Desert Storm bullshit war, we all dumping, code name, Jamal Grenard, strapped with six clips of Teflon, suited to camouflage, got Kevlar helmets with matches, wearing mob gear in case they try to infumigate us with gases, mission to seek and destroy, we were sent to get rid of you, make the situation critical, first family will gradually lift that ass up like gravity and turn your body frame into a cavity, NFO, that's no fair one, watch me now merely turn into a flare gun, sparking with the same marksman, no for gunning and running, I'm on with the lemon squeeze of my gun barking, you heard?
But I got the swiftest blades. My sword, they can slice and dice precise ways. Those that come against me could get played, sprayed, and laid. No trace, just a glimpse of my face hitting the shade. Yo, look up, there's a full moon in the sky. And all my would-be enemies, yeah, they're soon to die. Living in this war zone, we frequent fly it on. Many of us grow violent prone, ain't trying to be dying alone. So I'ma take the competition with me, Lord forgive me. But a whole bunch of blood-sucking punks is out to get me. In a flash of a moment, I slash vital components trying to scheme on me and my team, bitch. You know we own this, we can strap. With guns, knives, chains, and bats, whatever, baby. Erase that ass quick fast off the map. Plus they better bring medical attention after I sling my weapon. Won't be no recovery, no divine intervention, no prevention from getting hung in the streets where I'm from. Enough bloodshed, this war's just begun.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. So what you gonna do, that you know now? There's a war going on outside, it's impossible to stop. There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. So what you gonna do, that you know now? There's a war going on outside, it's impossible to stop.
How many predators out there that want me? Let's have a standoff. Now, I come to diminish every one of you bloodsuckers. Hands off, lay them down. Now, all culprits, be alarmed. First off, it's a dance reporting for norm. When I'm ringing the storm, I'm all in. Yes, I've stepped in the test of many men.
Then again,
at the bottom of my persona, like bumped up to marijuana. Yes, I'm out. All angles, that's how we were trained. Either slay or be slain. It's in the game for my soul to be a toe in the blood of my vein. Knowing my name, help niggas perform abnorm. First family, let's get it on. Just keep in mind I'm a marksman. I'm sensitive about this here, so you better watch what you say to me here. Play with us here, nowhere to run, so I post to defend. Forgive me, Father, I may sin and vow to sell. Remember the code of the street.
Hold he,
close D,
don't sleep,
or you'll be murdered. Since I arrived, I learned how to survive on this earth. Hold down the toast, man, I declare war.
There's a war going on outside, no man is safe from. It's impossible to stop.
Yeah.
There's a war going on outside. It's impossible to stop. No man is safe. There's a war going on outside.
Together you gotta be drummer, smooth.
right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Dick Hugger, and my special co-host.
J-Knight is hot.
And speaking of hot, I'm a big comic book dude, sci-fi. I'm into that shit. I go to the Comic-Con every year. I get to cover it as a member of the press, whatnot. Only thing is, every now and again, as a comic book guy, whatnot, I run into some shit that I don't understand. It's like 2010. Marvel Comics comes to mind here. They have a new line called the Ultimate line, where they retell stories and they revamp them, old characters, and they make them new. One of them, the Incredible Hulk, as we know, was a white scientist. Well, 2010, the Incredible Hulk is a black man this time around. Only thing is, homie got like the Mr. T, he got the Mr. T hair, whatever that shit is, and the gold chain and the leather jacket and the fucking shades. I'm like,
why you gotta have all that stuff?
Right, I'm like, no. That's what I'm talking about. We talking about the whole stereotype, whatnot. We talking about the stereotypes, whatnot, and why couldn't the Black Hulk be a scientist? Something. Instead, the Black Hulk got to wear the shades and the goatee and the fucking Mr. T hairstyle and leather jacket. That's the dumbest shit ever. I'm like,
I don't want to see that.
Well,
I hated it.
Well, I mean, I was like, oh, okay, they're going to have a Black Hulk, whatnot.
Not with no gold chain?
Whatever. But I'm like, with the 500 gold chain? No. Fuck that. I mean, it was bad enough that coming up, I came up when Luke Cage Power Man used to wear the tiara. He had his afro. He had a tiara. I don't know. Most people, you don't know what a tiara is, but
we had to block that from.
There's not a lot of men who wear tiaras, much less black men with a tiara. And he used to have the yellow shirt that was opened up, and he had the blue tight, and his belt was a chain.
Oh no, that was.
I'm like, no.
Like a flaming.
Yeah, what is that shit?
Flaming fire.
And so, back then we'd be like, no. I mean, because I don't know.
You had to check some of them clothes they wore back then, though. The men. Come on now, look at Soul Train.
Okay. Yeah.
You see the tie-up shirts.
Yeah, but that was in the 70s.
You know, they look like they need a perm on their chest. They had
all right. That's cool. Yeah. But no.
Tight ass pants.
Yeah, but how many people you see nowadays with that shit?
We right here in Cali. All these people with these tight pants. They had the nerve to wear.
Well, you talking about skinny jeans.
Sagging.
Okay, but we talking about your superheroes. Whereas he's the only superhero with a tiara and an afro.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Saying he was a black man with homosexual.
No, but he wasn't a homosexual. He was a cool soul brother.
With a tiara?
Right. Exactly. But that's how he was wrote.
Okay.
And then they did an upgrade on Luke Cage where he had the gold tooth, he had the goatee, and of course he had the saggy shit, whatnot, rolling through the street, whatever. I'm like, nah, fuck that.
That's really
I'm not following that shit either. Now, then you move on. I mean, obviously you had Blade. When Blade first came out, and we talking about before the movie, Blade came out in the 70s. Blade was the corniest character ever. Blade had a dream.
I don't know nothing about him in the cartoon.
All right, but that's what I'm saying. As a comic book dude coming up, Blade had like a green trench coat and some knee high boots and these big ass glasses.
Like Wesley?
No. No. Now Wesley made the shit cool. But what they did in the comic book, it was like, no, man, I can't be down with this. And now, 2010, you know, you thought that we was a little bit past this Coonin, but we bringing Coonin back by jumping off with this Black Hulk. Now, I don't give a damn who's writing it, whatnot, but no.
Why do you have to have a gold? Why do you have to have the Mr. T cut in the? The gold chain.
Chains
alone is too much.
Right. The Incredible Hulk with gold chains. How you going to go fight in the battle with you? Like, hold on, homie. I'm going to smash you, but I got to take my gold off.
Oh,
I don't want to fuck it up.
They didn't catch on the Keenan and Ivory wins, and I'm going to get you sucked when they're letting you know that's not the business.
Right. Well, that's my point when I talk about this shit. Like, look, you don't want to see that. So if you're out there looking at these comic books, whatnot, and I got to say one more thing. When I was at a comic book convention earlier this year and walking around, and I remember I seen a couple comic books where one of them was that had something to do with the return, something about the Super Pimps. Yeah, I'm like... You know, and I remember I had a conversation with a couple of other comic book vendors, whatnot, and they're like, yeah, did you see the Super Pimp guys? Like, yeah, I kind of saw it. You'd think that we'd be a little bit past Super Pimp, but I guess not.
But you know, in California, they think that's cute.
Well, I mean, but see, what we talk about Marvel Comics, Marvel Comics is distributed all across the world. I mean, we talk about international shit. And so what we're saying is this image that's out there that, yeah, super pimps, black men with yellow tight shirts and blue tight NTRs or the gold teeth and all that shit. Nah, fuck that. Two middle fingers. For that shit.
I would do Fogo.
Well, there was actually, I watched Transformers 2. I hadn't watched that movie.
What are you saying, Don?
Well, Transformers 2 had Transformers 1 had the gold Transformer, and he did the hip-hop shit.
Oh, no, I know.
Yeah, I was like...
Oh, but he got tore up.
Yeah, he got tore up.
He had to go.
Yeah. Now, Transformers 2 took it to the next level. I don't know if you saw it, but Transformers 2 had the comic book, well, had the guy that was talking hip-hop, yo, 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 and they had Transformers with gold teeth. And I'm like, really? And not only did the Transformers with the gold teeth, they asked these Transformers, and I almost wanted to punch somebody in the face. They asked them about the ancient writings in Transformer writings, and you know what they say? The Transformers like, yo, 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 man, that's reading and stuff. We don't do that. Now, right there, if I'd have been in the theater, I'd have walked out on that shit. Like, nah, fuck that. I want my money back, you bitches. For even...
You better talk to Steven Spielberg.
Whoever, yeah, well, Steven Spielberg, all the writers that wrote on that shit, fuck you too.
And suck nuts when they sweat.
Nah, you can't even get my sweaty nuts. That's what I'm talking
about.
I'm talking about you can't get the dirty feet. You don't even deserve to suck on homeless sweaty nuts for doing some shit like that.
Yeah, that's
all I'm saying. You know, nah, we don't do no reading like that. Now, I don't know if anybody else caught that.
I didn't. So
but I caught that and I was like, no, I'm not feeling that. And I'm never, ever feeling that. You know, I hadn't been so mad since, and I got to go back because it's a John Singleton movie. And a lot of people may not understand why I'd be mad about this. But the Boys in the Hood, the end of Boys in the Hood, in the Pack Theater, when Ice Cube and them catch the bad guys and shoot them,
mm-hmm.
everybody cheers in the theater.
Because they was blood and crap.
Okay, but I'm like, no, but they cheered because they got the bad guys. I'm like, what was there to cheer about? It wasn't nothing to cheer about.
No, because it was everybody lost.
Right. That's what I'm saying. You just talking about we cheering for the senseless cycle of violence. Now, y'all don't understand that. Y'all might say, oh, Dick, you hating, you taking that shit too far or whatever.
Are you?
I don't think I am.
But
I'm saying that shit, I didn't understand. And I don't understand anybody who would understand and would cheer for senseless death and violence in the hood. Because that's basically what you was cheering for in the movie.
A lot of people that cheer for these things are empty themselves.
Okay, well, that's what I'm saying. It's,
they don't even realize what they're doing until it's all done.
Challenging your thought process. Challenging your thought process. I mean, it's sort of like I was reading the story where people, there's a thing where they were talking about people with their EBT cards, and they're taking them to the casino, whatnot.
What?
And, you know, cashing out, taking their $300 out at a time, and there was an article where they were talking about they were outraged about it. Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Are you at the casino with your EBT? That's the cheering money.
Right, but they thinking that they gonna make some money.
They gonna come up.
Right.
In this world.
Yeah, but that's the thing. Everybody thought that was
outrageous.
Okay, but that's outrageous. But then we talk about the Supreme Court here. What did the Supreme Court do? Besides all the other shit that they've done, the Supreme Court came out and took away the anti-fraud law, which was, you know, you could prosecute against corporate executives, Enrons, people like that do some stuff. You can sue them and you can get money.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can punish them for doing something wrong. The Supreme Court just took that away.
Mm-hmm.
Now, mind you, we keep in hand that there's a big corporation right now called British Petroleum, BP, that are doing things that are fucking up the environment here. This Supreme Court just took away the means of the American public to sue the hell out of them and get money from them for what they've done to the environment and to individuals in general.
That's weird.
And, you know, and it also, not only that, but we're talking about investors, shareholders. If you get defrauded by a company, and I'm going to guess a company like BP will probably be along them lines of defrauding folks and all that. Their stocks ain't going to be worth shit now. But you can't sue them now. So if you invested in BP or any one of these other companies that I talked about earlier that we bailed out in the first place, you got no legal recourse now. You just shit out of luck. You lost your money. That's it. But
families should stick together and invest in themselves.
Yeah. Well, I mean, but, you know, you can talk about investing in yourself, but that doesn't take away from what they did. Now, obviously, folks, a lot of people don't care about stuff like that. They probably prefer that I talked about booty pop. Buy one, get one free. You know, you can get a pair of
A ass.
Booty pop ass underwear pads.
I need that, but I ain't gonna buy it.
Yeah. Well, hey. You buy one pair, you get one pair free.
Get one for my foot.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You and the homies, y'all don't have the fattest of asses.
$19.95.
You can get a booty pop. Now,
you can get a size up too, because it's going to make your jeans fit.
Now, actually, remember you were talking about I'm going to get you sucker earlier, and that was one of the scenes where she was looking bad in the club, and then she starts taking shit off, taking the fake titties off. She's taking the ass off, the leg.
Contact, hair.
So, hey.
But we all take our hair off at night.
Okay.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But I'm thinking, though, you know, I mean, because we talk about shit that's important. Now, we could talk about this anti-fraud where you lost all your money, or we can talk about booty pop. Now, I don't mind seeing it. You know, if you make your ass fat and you can walk, I mean, I'm down with that.
I think you mind seeing that, because when she takes off the booty pop draw, it's still going to be the booty without the pop.
Yeah, but you don't get
the booty without the pop.
Yeah, it can be disappointing.
I think
it's time to go.
Yeah.
You know, because
she's tragic.
Right.
Yeah.
But could we sue booty pop? We couldn't even sue booty pop.
Why? Because they give a real booty.
Yeah, that's a fake booty.
But look real.
Okay.
They give them what they said. They can make your booty pop. Pop, pop.
So there you have it. Booty pop.
Lollipop.
Or shit that matters.
Yeah, shit that matters.
I don't know.
I talk about a bunch of shit that don't matter unless I'm at home. And I'll talk shit about shit that matter. All
right. Well, I mean, I started off this segment talking about the Black Incredible Hulk, whatnot. Do you care? Do you not care? Fuck it. It's just a character. You know?
Not really.
No,
it's
big
deal. Yeah,
but, you know, but to some people, it was no big deal. They'd be like, yeah, Transformers, that was my shit, though.
The old one.
Yeah.
The one we used to collect all the Transformers.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, is it important? I mean, like I was talking about with the movies, whatnot, do you care that people cheered when folks got killed? When the good guys, bad guys.
Said this happens every day, and people sit around and be like, hey, that's why they died. That was their lifestyle. But nobody cared that somebody lost their child.
Right.
Nobody cares that a parent is dead. It's just sad.
Well, I'm saying, but is it important?
Nothing to cheer about.
I mean, is it important? Some people think it's important. Some people don't think it's important.
Yeah, in fact, on, what's that? Lincoln Park Day, what they call that? What's that? The Irish. You know, St. Patrick's.
Same
I had to go on the internet. They was all kind of people in there talking about Lincoln Park and riding and all the dumbest crap you can imagine. Why would any black person celebrate this?
St. Patrick's Day?
I'm saying, why would you celebrate that anyway? You're not Irish.
Hey.
But then you want to celebrate it in the wrong way. And all I watch all the little kids, and they think it's so cool when they see the big homies with their draws. But y'all know they didn't pay for them draws, them bras that they live in, the low-income apartments
well,
with, paid for them draws, dumbass.
Well, you got to remember, though.
All right.
A lot of the people you may be speaking to now don't know what Lincoln Park is.
Oh,
and don't really
my
give
bad.
A damn. Because Lincoln Park means this much.
Well, I'm just saying, when I say that, that's a game. In college, and it's stupid. They're blood. They're dumbass.
Okay.
And they talk all, as far as I'm concerned, any gangbanger, you're doing this, you're dying for no cause at all, you're a dumbass. All
right, well, why don't we do this? We're going to smooth it down. We done got hot here for a minute. We're going to jump off of my man Ernie Williams, and maybe we can dream that some of these dumb motherfuckers will just go away.
from heaven above. It feels like a dream to me. It feels like a dream to me. It feels like a dream to me.
You're listening to Smooth Drama.
Yeah. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama. It's your host, Dick Hugger.
And Jay Knight.
Jay Knight's in the building with me.
I just wanted to give a shout out to Sarah from Moms and Marijuana and let her know that I'm appreciative that I'm going to be starting a new chapter for Moms and Marijuana. Right here in California.
What?
Okay, I'm starting a new chapter for Moms for Marijuana right here in Cali.
Uh-oh. Moms for Marijuana uniting, coming together as one, smoke a good one.
Nah, save the tree.
Save the tree?
Save the tree. It's used for so many different reasons.
Okay.
It has so many, people can make clothes with it. It's used for medication, chronic pain. It's used for people that have cancer. It's used for people that can't eat. It's used for cataract. It's so many different reasons that we use this plant. But first of all, most of it's oxygen. It's a plant.
Well, we don't need to breathe.
Yes, we do.
No, we don't. What you talking about?
Why y'all tearing down all the trees? Trust me, we need them.
Yeah, we need a little bit of freedom also. As always, you know, I'm a hater against haters. And number one hater right now, Joe Lieberman. I'm going to keep talking about this till y'all get it. Joe Lieberman is heading up the bill, 197-page bill. Entitled the Protecting Cyberspace as a National Asset Act.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, what happens is with this this bill is it allows the government to shut down, regulate the internet. It effectively gives the president a kill switch where he can seize control of the World Wide Web in response to a Homeland Security directive.
Oh, no.
So, this is what's coming down the pike. So, those of y'all loving the internet, you love being able to do what you want to do. Now, for those of you who don't care about the whole freedom of speech, whatnot, all I'm saying is this. No more hearts online. No more poker online. And more importantly, all that free porn y'all been getting, masturbating to late at night or early in the morning or during the day or whatever the hell, whenever the hell you doing it.
Mess with yourself.
That shit is going to be going away. And they're talking about because cyber terrorists will attack. But once again, I'm not feeling that. It has nothing to do with no cyber attacks, whatnot. It's about your freedom of speech and the fact that people aren't listening to your regular TV station, news stations, newspapers are going out of business because folks don't want to hear that happy-go-lucky shit that they out there spouting and popping off with.
Because we all feed the truth.
Yeah, exactly. So, That's what's out there. That's what's coming out. Now, like I said, if you don't care, hey, it's only what you want to do. Think about what you want to do and how they're taking it away. Well, we talking about taking away the internet.
They're trying to take away a lot more than that.
Right.
But it'll work out if you don't say nothing. Stay solid. Let them have their way.
Yeah. Not going to happen. Now, I was going to talk about something I read, and it's a little controversial over in Colorado. I believe I spoke on this earlier, but I'm going to talk about some more hating that's going on. Colorado changed the rules for how teachers earn and keep their tenure. What they did in Colorado, they linked student performance to job security. So from here on, if your students aren't testing well, aren't doing well, you don't keep tenure. Now on the surface, that sounds good. But then, as we all know, there are some kids that don't give a damn about learning something. There are some parents who don't care about it. So you as a teacher may be at a disadvantage. Or, you can say you have a principal that wants to set you up to fail, and he puts all the kids that aren't that bright in your classroom just so they can get rid of you. Because politics is played like that, and they sort of put together classes like that. Because I remember as an elementary kid, we had two sixth grade classes. We had the class that had all the smart kids in it, and then you had the other class that nobody cared nothing about. And so you'd be linking that class performance to the teacher's performance in the classroom. Now, once again, we are in America, and I know there are ideas out there. People want to push teachers to try to teach the kids whatnot, but I don't think this will work. I don't see how this will work.
To tell you the truth, I only had one teacher in my entire existence that really just helped me in school. So it's a lot of teachers that really need to go back and check themselves, because There are some good teachers, but it's a whole lot more bad ones.
Right. I agree. I mean, I remember like three teachers through my 12, 13 years in high school and whatnot. But at the same time, I don't think that this has nothing to do with them trying to improve education. Because I've always been of the belief, the conspiracy theorist that I am, that they don't care about educating you. They only care about how they can get you assimilated into society so that they can earmark you to do that cheap labor for them. But that's just me. I've never thought that they're really about educating us here. I mean, there's a reason why the United States is, like, ranked in the 40th percent of the whole world when we got the most, well, we're in the top five most money in the world. Don't make sense to me. But, you know, there's a lot of things that don't make sense. One of them that I'm going to keep talking about over and over again, Thomas Hagen, the only man who admitted to killing Malcolm X. Paroled. He had been on a work release program since 92, where he got to visit his family, hang out, you know, spend time with his family, do nice things, wife and kid, whatnot. But for some reason, people gloss over the fact that this is a man that killed a man in front of his wife and kids, who were all young and who were all there personally. I'm like, that don't make sense to me. But he's out. Why is this man out? I don't care about good behavior, none of that
killed,
shit.
Because he killed the black man like Malcolm X. That's why he out. Let him have shot somebody like, I don't know, Bush.
Yeah, you can die in jail. But that's my point. Thomas Hagen should not be out.
He's a foul creature.
You shot a man, and doesn't matter. Yeah, 40-some years later, maybe he has repented and he feels sorry, but he should not be spending time with his family when you change the whole arc of another family by taking away their father, husband, protector.
He's going to have to pay for that.
Yeah.
You better believe that.
Well, on that note, our time is up here. We want to thank y'all for listening in. We want to thank my girl,
Jay Knight
in the building. I want to thank y'all for listening. Looking forward to talking to y'all again. Y'all have a good one, and I'll holler at you.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her head.
Where the hell did you get your news from?
Together you got smooth drummer.